For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nick Ayers was considered a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he apparently doesn't want the job. Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Not a good day to be outside in parts of the southeast. An early winter storm is causing all sorts of problems. WCNN TV reporter Felicia Bolton.
There's several inches of snow down here. And it's very soft, but that doesn't mean it's okay to be outside. Many trees are covered in all of the snow, and that can make for some very dangerous conditions because right above it is a power line, and that's getting snow as well. The more snow that piles on, the more likely a tree branch will fall.
Some school districts in Virginia and North Carolina have already closed for Monday. China is making it clear they're not happy about the arrest of a Chinese company executive in Canada, requested by the U.S. She's accused of trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. It's unclear if the arrest could derail talks. The U.S. and China agreed on a 90-day ceasefire on tariffs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A top GOP senator is concerned about the president's pick to be the United Nations ambassador. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants former Fox News reporter and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to succeed Nikki Haley as ambassador when Haley steps down at the end of the year. Nauert has little foreign policy experience before taking the State Department post, and now the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would consider Nauert's nomination, and one of the members, GOP Senator Marco Rubio, tells CBS's Face the Nation, quote, "I most certainly think she has the ability to do the job well," but he adds, "Does she have detailed knowledge of foreign policy to a level that will allow her to be successful at the United Nations? That I don't know." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has made his choice for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. John Clements reports.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to be determined date. A little bit later in the year, they usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
Milley's a four-star general who served combat command in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.